Really? So we just ask questions to ask questions to fill space now. All right, I'm with you. All right, welcome you back. Crunch time, home stretch, Tuesday. Alex.
That was really meta, by the way. Asking a question about filling time while asking a question to fill time. That was fantastic work.
You like that one?
Yeah. So, to the Washington State representatives, Matt Shea, David Taylor, and Bob McCaslin, I ask.
What are you doing?
Pretty much every Monday or Tuesday during football season, you see a news story from Deadspin about how a fan at an NFL game has either broken themselves on something in the parking lot, brawled in the stands over someone wearing the wrong jersey, threw bottles onto the field, or fell off a balcony because they had consumed too many of those bottles. Not a week goes by. Well, you know what those three geniuses I mentioned earlier want to introduce into that cesspool of human mediocrity? Firearms. That's right, the three Republicans from the state of Washington want to make it legal for people with concealed carry permits to be able to bring their GATs into CenturyLink Field and Safeco. Now, the NFL has said they will not support the law if it passes, and according to statistics, the CLINK, clever name, has the lowest arrest rate in the NFL at 0.8 people per game. The Chargers, by the way, the highest, 24.5 people per game.
The Philadelphia Chargers?
That is hilariously high. But this isn't the wild, wild NFC West. No one has ever said the phrase, you know, it's a good idea, mixing alcohol, fandom, and guns. Yeah, that's how you get murders in NFL stadiums, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. To everybody chirping about Eric Dickerson as the greatest Ram ever, I ask.
What are you doing?
Do you have a book? A laptop?
Wait, what?
The franchise is loaded with Hall of Famers. Dickerson was ridiculous. He played 4.5 years. He's not Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones. Is he better than Marshall Faulk, Jack Youngblood? They've had Hall of Fame linemen in Orlando Pace, Tom Mack, Jackie Slater. If you know your history, those original exciting L.A. teams of the 40s and 50s, you know, before you make a blanket statement, have a clue.
Wow.
Norm Van Brocklin, Crazy Legs Hirsch, Bob Waterfield, Kevin Green played 8 years in L.A., just made the Hall. It's just such a typical, arrogant, millennial, short-sighted statement, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I'm taking on millennials with that one.
Right there.
That?
You heard me.
To the FA, I ask.
What are you doing?
The FA is a football association, which is England's governing body for soccer. They are struggling to get women involved in the sport and decided to put together and release a few instructions and recommendations on how to fix that issue. No way this could go wrong, right? Here's their list. I'm just going to read it. The first is where to post the list. Advertise in places where girls go, i.e. coffee shops and on the back of toilet doors. Because all women do all day, apparently, is drink coffee, then release that coffee into toilets.
Wow.
Then it gets to the list of suggestions. Allow girls to wear casual clothing. Use colorful bibs. Make sure they are clean and smell nice. Some beginners are put off by large, heavy footballs, and the prospect of being hit by one of the different balls in your bags, let the girls choose which ones they want to use. Provide sweat towels for players during sessions. That's just practical. Allow girls time to check their phones during sessions so they can tweet about it. Literally, it says that. Then they included images of proper attire to provide, like sweatbands, whistles, and water bottles. Literally, everything was pink. Look, the idea is good. Get girls out there playing sports. Soccer's a great one to play, but they're not all Barbie dolls who want to take selfies while they're playing the sport and are apparently afraid of the ball that is used for the sport. I'm not 100% sure that they were being totally sexist, but man, that is naive and stupid, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So was the follow-up to the guy who's running this, some of my best friends are women.
I know, right? You have met women, haven't you?
From the whiners upset LeBron James is wearing a safety pin on the Sports Illustrated cover, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? With the volatility we're experiencing in this country right now, the hate crimes, the divisive nature, Giants fullback Nikita Whitlock gets his house broken into. They find in writing KKK, three swastikas, and the largest word, Trump, on the walls of his home, where he's got a wife and small children. Denver's Brandon Marshall gets the most vile, racist, hateful letter the next day. There's a reason people feel unsafe. It's not fake news. And to have one of the most visible faces on the planet having the balls and heart to take this stand, I think should be respected, not crapped on, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Jacksonville Jaguars, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's not every week you get to see NFL history, but this week when the Jags played the Vikings, a 25-16 loss for Jacksonville, which dropped them to 2-11 on the season, we got to see a penalty that hasn't been called in 18 years of NFL football. 18 years is a super long time, you guys. If you were watching the game, and why the heck would you be, you would have seen a delay of game called against the Jags kicker on a kickoff. According to the rule book, a team has the time it takes after the other team scores to set up for the kick return, plus an additional 25 seconds on top of that to kick the ball off. And Jacksonville was so inept that they went over that time allotment. There is a reason bad teams are bad. The 49ers couldn't close out the Jets. The Browns are getting made fun of in the media by the Bungles and Pac-Man Jones. How much does that say? The Rams fired a coach they gave an extension to just a week earlier, and the Jags get delay of game penalties on kickoffs. The vicious circle of life that is crappy teams in the NFL. This week, brought to you by Jacksonville, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The circle of life, not quite the Lion King version.
Yikes.
To Phil Jackson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Unless they're Simba's dad, in which they die.
Right. So. That didn't go so well.
That's one of these teams.
Spoiler alert. Look, Phil, you're the GOAT. Maybe Red Auerbach, but you don't coach anymore. And you're always kind of a progressive guy. You gave players books and wisdom. Then you left and OD'd on curmudgeon pills. And the posse remarked to LeBron and his people, it wasn't racist, it was just ignorant. From what we've come to expect from you, it seemed clueless. Now you seem to be chirping about players on other teams when your Knicks, well, not the horror show they were a year ago, haven't accomplished anything. Dude, you don't have the chops as a front office guy to act like you rule the NBA like you did with the Bulls or Lakers. It's time for action, not words, as we ask.
What are you doing?